This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett is set to visit the White House later today for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden about Iran, security issues, and the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting will be the first time the two leaders speak in person since Bennett became prime minister in June. A major focus of the talks will be Iran, both its nuclear program and what a U.S. official called the country's destabilizing activities in the region. The U.S. and Iran have held several rounds of indirect talks about rejoining the 2015 international agreement that limited Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanction relief. That agreement came about amid concerns Iran was working to develop nuclear weapons, which it has denied. Bennett said he will tell President Biden that it's time to stop the Iranians, not to give them a lifeline in the form of reentering into the expired nuclear deal. The United States government is pledging to continue efforts to extradite Americans, U.S. permanent residents, allies, and other vulnerable Afghans, even if it means going past the end of the month deadline for American forces to leave Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there is no deadline in getting out Americans and Afghans who want to leave past August 31st. The State Department, the Pentagon, and the White House officials continue to review criticism about chaos at the gates of Kabul's airport, emphasizing the success of flying out more than 82,000 people since the end of July, nearly half of them women and children. As many as 1,500 American civilians remain in Afghanistan. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Australian government on Thursday advised its citizens not to travel to Kabul's airport, where there is a very high threat of a terrorist attack. Australians and Afghan-Australian visa holders in the airport's vicinity were advised to move to a safe location and await further advice. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said the travel advice was consistent with revised British and New Zealand advice. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Australia has helped evacuate around 4,000 people from the airport since Wednesday last week. U.S. military troops have been ordered to get vaccinated for COVID-19 immediately, according to a memo released Wednesday by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Order came 2 days after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave final approval to Pfizer's vaccine, paving the way for more than 800,000 unvaccinated service members to get inoculated. The U.S. military will administer shots to groups, to stations, that is, troops stationed around the world and here in the U.S. The order only applies to Pfizer's vaccine. Moderna has applied to the FDA for full approval of its vaccine. Johnson & Johnson. To purchase food for millions of Afghans before the winter snow cuts off access roads. The WFP Deputy Regional Director, Anthina Webb, warns of a humanitarian catastrophe this winter without international support for this emergency operation. The hunger crisis comes on top of the wider humanitarian and human rights crisis triggered by the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops and the seizure of control of the country by the Taliban insurgents. And the man upset over state-ordered coronavirus restrictions has been sentenced to just over 6 years in prison for planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.